I'm back. It's Bean Tunes. 4 p.m. Sundays. We are live in the studio. It has been a long time since I've been here. But I'm very excited to be back. Very excited to have another season of Bean Tunes. I believe that this is our fourth season. So many beans. So many beans. I'm playing this one from Kiki Guyan. It's a long one, so I started it before the top of the hour. But I hope you're enjoying it. Hopefully it's not too loud. I feel a little rusty. But I'll get back up to speed very soon. As the pro DJ that I am for WMFO. Anyway, the theme of the show today is summer recap. I'm going to be playing songs that either represent the summer for me, or in some way remind me of summer, this summer or any summer. Some of them have summer in the name, in the lyrics, or just like a summery vibe. So I hope you will enjoy this hour of summer. It's feeling very summery today in Somerville. I think we're all feeling a little nostalgic about the summer today. Let's not get too sad about it. We can have like a good amount of closure today, and I think that's important because I like to have like a good amount of like this is one era, this is the next. So we're entering our fall season. Maybe in the chat, we have this new feature called chat on our website. So if you want to head to the chat and tell me about your summer, or alternatively, you could tell me about your favorite type of bean, or you can tell me about what you think your fall vibe is. What's your fall era? I don't have anything planned out. Last fall was was medieval fall for me, because of my dear friend Bronwyn. But I don't really have her guidance with me this fall because she'll be abroad. So I need someone else to tell me what I should do this fall. We're heading into our next song. I'm very excited to play this one because it was very important to me this summer. So, I don't really have much else to say about it. This next one is Why by Carly Simon. We'll be right back.
cigarette, a cup of tea, a bun. Yeah.
Thank you. fish, a picnic in the park, feet in the grass until it gets dark. That's when I saw the fireflies spark. The popsicle stick is finally smooth. Hop on a lily pad for the summer groove. Walking on me on, so glad you came along. Check out the curly vine. The blanket was too small, but you called me baby doll. I could kiss you all the time. Watching people have a good time. Watching people have a good time in the summertime. Flying picnic blanket in the summer groove. Watching people have a good time. Watching people have a good time in the summertime. Hey, hey, hey. La, 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 la. No interruptions, we're all alone. Cause I don't have phone. Sweating your pose, wiggling your toes. Come at me like a panther, cause you know yes is my answer. My mind is in the dirt, making my pies. The heavy heat stretch, open my eyes. You don't need a subway token, nature's feet remains unspoken. Sun is shining through the leaves, on the wildflowers in the weeds.
Hello, we're back. That was Picnic in the Summertime by D-Light. I love the amount of cowbell that's used in that song. Arguably, you could use more cowbell. I have a guest with me in the studio, and they have an important announcement to make about that last song.
Yeah, that last song, that one goes out to my mom, because I know the groove is in her heart.
Very good, very good.
Thank you, yeah.
Cheers to Rebecca. before that, we played Mario's Cafe by Saint Etienne. And sorry for the mix-up. I thought I was going to play a Carly Simon song. And then you'll just have to wait until next week because I will be playing that Carly Simon song at some point.
Do you want to talk about the significance that these songs have in your summer?
Yeah, so I haven't really decided how I'm going to do this theme today. But we're working on the fly. I think that most of those songs fall under the bloke category of my or section of my summer, which was the
bloke period.
Yes, bloke. I was trying to emulate bloke this summer, I think.
Can you tell us what bloke is?
Bloke is like the next song that I'm about to play is really going to embody bloke. I think if in my mind bloke is like blur, bloke is like Saint Etienne. It's like you are in a city, and you are not in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's really not that.
You're probably
hard to wrap
somewhere
your head
in England.
Yes, likely.
Maybe Manchester.
Probably.
Likely.
What we saying? Yeah, exactly. So we won't harp on this. accent for much longer. I just got a message that I didn't properly introduce my guest. Do you want to maybe say your name and your favorite type of bean?
Okay. My name is Jake. Long-time listener, not the first-time guest, probably second or third time.
Probably a couple times yeah.
Avid Bean Tunes supporter since day one. Not actually since day one. I wasn't here on day one, but
no,
as day one as it could have gotten for me, I think.
I think you were here season two. You stepped into the scene season
yeah.
two.
I introduced myself.
And your favorite type of bean?
My favorite type of bean, I have to say, easy, edamame. Soybeans. Come on.
Yeah.
I was going to say black beans,
I don't think that's so easy.
It's a legume.
Yeah.
Legume. Yeah. No, I think it's pretty easy for me. I mean, I'm just, like, talking about volume, I've probably eaten those more than any other bean.
Really?
Definitely.
I think that I've probably
eaten more
black beans. That's
the go-to appetizer. No, when all the times you've gone to a Japanese restaurant.
I don't order edamame.
Come on, edamame and miso soup. You gotta, like...
Yeah. I think edamame falls into the category of bloke summer. I think, like, if you are a bloke, you might, like, snack on some edamame.
Well, I snack on edamame frequently, so I must be a bloke.
It's become clear to both, like, everyone that my definition of bloke is not really what everyone else's
yeah,
definition
of bloke
is.
Yeah, but I do think this next song illustrates bloke perfectly. This
yeah,
album has been...
There's something about the album cover that
yeah,
just screams bloke to me.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Do you want to introduce it, or do you want to, like...
I am going to introduce this song.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's called Country House, and it's by Blur. And I think just what I want you to do is sit back and think bloke. I want you to close your eyes and listen to the song and think of bloke. And I think that's pretty representative of maybe, like, the first quarter of my summer. That was what I was trying
to do.
I'd
agree. I'd share that, too. This whole album is perpetual bloke.
Yeah.
If you really are having a hard time grasping the bloke, listen to how Damon Albarn says, country.
Yeah.
That's bloke right there.
That's very true. Yeah, I think that might be the only element of bloke in this song. Or, like,
yes,
the
indeed,
most pungent element of bloke.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. This is Country House by Blur.
Yeah. stars are panelist bells in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. So he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes no more baths in the country. This should come to no harm from the animal farm in the country.
Drinking from noon until noon again. You're the boy. shop to shop. Comic celebrity takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wanks. She's a waitress and she's got style.
Like a cloud, his fingers explode on the top out of ribbon. The shadow grows. His heart's in a bowl behind the bank. And every evening when he gets home to make his supper and eat it alone. Black shirt cries while his shoes get cold. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. One summer of suicide, another autumn of traveling skies. He hits news twice before he dies. And every evening when he gets home to make his supper and eat it alone, his black shirt cries while his shoes get cold. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having. Kitchen in your chair. Sometimes he forgets that you're even there. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having.
Welcome back. that was Summer Teeth by Wilco. Since we're on the wave of dedicating songs to our parents, that one is dedicated to my parents because they like Wilco. Or at least my dad likes Wilco. I think my mom might like Wilco. She'll confirm that over text to me very soon. I think that song is such a great summer song. It feels like the end of the summer, which is what we're heading into. We're cruising into that like August sort of song. Do you have a song for you that represents the summer?
This summer specifically, or just any
just like
summer?
That? Yeah, I feel like summer can be like there's like the early part of summer, which is like we're out of school, feeling super fun, feeling like finally have free time, and then there's that weird middle part.
Yeah, dog days.
And then that's dog days, and then there's like the weird August part where you feel like kind of like fall is coming, but also it feels very far away.
Do you think fall feels very far away right now?
Today felt like summer here. But I also think that like August feels far away too. Now, once you hit school, it's sort of like you're far out of like summer. And like I can't even remember what I was doing this summer. Someone asked me the other day and I was like,
"You remember? Was it that?"
Well, I remember, but it took me a minute to think like, "Oh, that was in the past and then now I'm at school."
Yeah. It's weird to be in academia mode mm-hmm. when it's hot out. Because for me and you, we live in, you know, temperate, four-season, northeastern states. Yeah.
You would think that after 20 years of doing the season thing, like, that it would get a little easier.
The most radical shifts in mood and, everything in my life is with the seasons. It never gets old. In fact, it's probably gotten...
It
probably has gotten more intense.
Yeah, maybe. I think because you have like your adult cognition, you can be like, you can recognize when things are changing in your life, and then you assign more meaning to it.
Yeah, that's probably true. Also, just with COVID, you know, I think about this a lot. Brief side track, but if stuff did not shut down as it was getting nicer out, what if it shut down like now? What if it shut down in
getting colder?
Yeah, or like middle of October when. Yeah. You could feel the life being sucked out of the world. You know,
is that what fall feels like to you?
No, it's when it goes to winter, when it gets really, you know, you see the leaves starting to fall off the trees. Like the fact that it was getting nicer and nicer and you can do stuff outside in March of in April of 2020,
mm-hmm.
huge. So thank you for the timing.
Yeah.
Not really. Actually, I take that back. Yeah.
I think there is not
no one
never an ideal time
to be thanked for that.
But yeah, I used to think that I was a winter person because my birthday is in the winter.
Yep.
Both of our birthdays
Pisces
are in the winter.
Stand up.
Yes. But winter is a god awful time.
Well, I would like to reclaim winter. I'd like to have a winter that's not a god awful time.
Yeah.
That's what we'll work on this year. Because winter in Boston is rough.
Yes. And it never gets easier. Also summer is like, there's a weird part in summer where it begins to feel like a little bit lonely or like not even lonely. It's just like you start to feel nostalgic about the earlier parts of the summer while you're still experiencing summer. Which
I know.
Is, like,
and
weird.
That's the worst because you're like, I'm still here.
I'm still
Why can't
on
I enjoy this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So these next few songs are like the bittersweet last few moments of summer, Summer Teeth included. Wilco's great at capturing that feeling. Maybe all of their songs sound a little bit like...
Yeah, I was going to say, like, heavy metal drummer feels like...
That's more autumnal for me.
Yeah, I guess it is, but the, like, story that song paints is very summer. And
true.
Just, like, the happy days of summer.
Yeah. Is all of life just looking back at summer?
I could probably, quantify my life by summers.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Mm-hmm. As a kid, especially, those are like that feels.
It's
like the
centerpiece.
Of your,
yeah,
that's like.
And honestly, I did more living this summer than I've done most other
we
points.
We had the summer of our lives.
I hope every summer is the summer of your life until the next year.
True.
Yeah.
But Well, now we're back at school, and we have to.
And now we're gonna have the autumn of our lives.
True. Yeah. What's your autumn vibe before we head into
okay,
this
really
song?
Quick. I make season playlists. I started making season playlists when I got here last year.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fall 2021 thing that the week before I came to school, I listened to insane wave of like first month of school nostalgia. I have a weird grouping of songs. It just hasn't really felt like fall yet, so I need fall to really kick in for me to be feeling all those feelings. But for me, it's usually like a lot of like early 90s, like shoegaze, dream pop, Broadcast,
Broadcast is big.
Ride, you know, not My Bloody Valentine. That's for the really
intolerable folks.
No, it's for like when I'm in a bad place, but I'm trying to have my music reflect my mental state, and mental state's pretty good, so right now we're doing high, we're doing good, we're up there. So
shoegaze fall.
Yeah.
My fall is public service fall.
Hey yo, that's the transitions I've come to expect from Bean Tunes. Bean Tunes.
This is our PSA of the day. Now that we've hit past the halfway mark of the show. This one's about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into a trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. I was about to have a DIY moment, and maybe I shouldn't be DIYing because I don't want to do myself in.
Probably some crazy stats about like the number of ladder deaths.
Yeah, my project was a little less ambitious, but I was going to paint a table. But I'm sure
you don't need a ladder for that.
I'm sure there's still some sort of risk involved.
Hmm.
Risk averse fall.
What's this next song?
This one's called Didn't I? And it was in a soundtrack to a TV show that I watched in the very beginning of the summer, but I think it gives sort of like mid-August to late August vibe. It's by Durando. This one's called Didn't I?
Thank you. a nearby tower, and climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people were saying, "My God, that stuff, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go on as I did on my own, alone again, naturally." To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again, Naturally. A pretty sad one for your afternoon. It just started getting dark in the studio because it's going to rain, and we're feeling a little sad about it, so...
Yeah, but why be sad when you can be excited?
Which is why I'm going to play some more sad music coming up next.
What else about this summer? Give a quick synopsis. If you could encapsulate your summer into three words, not including bloke, what would they be?
Work, sleep, eat. No.
Is that any different?
No. No. That's like one of those t-shirts. It's like eat, sleep, work out, repeat.
Game.
Yeah. I did not want to have one of those summers. I've had regimented summers in the past. This was like the opposite of that. So I would say Jake is doing homework right now.
Sorry, I'm reading about I'm reading about the costs of living in China versus the costs of raising a child, which apparently are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, you can't.
It's like many young parents, any young families are faced with the choice of buying a house or raising a child. I guess you can't do both.
I don't know.
I'm not at an age where I can do any of those things, so.
True.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Three words.
Wish I could buy a house.
Three words.
God, that's a really hard question.
Don't overthink it.
Summer? Was good.
You're bad at this. Summer was good.
I think this is like one of the most positive summers I've had in recent history.
I'm glad.
And it was all about new experiences. and working. I like a lot of it was just genuinely like going to work, which is a good feeling. You get to make money, you like meet some new people. Yeah, I think that summer is like always a weird time because it feels like it's an in between the real parts of your life, but then I don't know, sometimes you're like, well, maybe this is what real life is.
Amen. That was a lot more than three words.
I'm not someone who like can condense things into three words, and especially on this show, I just like to keep talking.
No, I like it. That's why I come back every Sunday.
Oh, that's at so 4 p.m. nice. Thanks.
First time I listened to Bean Tunes, I was in my room. My roommate wasn't there, and I was like napping because it was Sunday at 3, and I was just exhausted for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I opened my laptop and I tuned in, and it was the Halloween episode.
Oh yeah, that was a real spooky one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, of course.
I love to hear fan feedback. Yeah, looking back on my first Bean Tunes like seasons, they used to be remote, which is like a totally different experience. And then now, like being in the studio is such a huge part of why I like the radio. So it's hard to imagine going back.
Yeah, WMFO is a cool community. If any freshmen at Tufts or community members are listening, come on by.
Yeah, come on by.
I mean, it's
by.
A cool place to hang out. I've been here probably more than most other places on campus in the past month.
True. You tend to hang around here. I'm just like someone who comes to hang out in the studio just for vibes only. Really have so much to say today.
Can we get two more songs in?
Yeah, I think so. So these two songs are like... they have similar vibes because someone I mistakenly called Sharon was the vocal inspiration.
It sounds just like Sharon Carpenter, and you said it twice, and I'm like, who is Sharon Carpenter? Is that like a new indie artist?
Yeah,
I'm like, she's Karen Carpenter.
Sharon Carpenter is up and coming. You don't know about her yet, but she's
the forgotten.
She's emerging
Carpenter.
into the scene. No, but this next one is from The Carpenters. It's called Only Yesterday. It has the most epic album cover art ever. So
it's just them standing there.
It's just them standing there, but there's like this 70s. Beautiful haze on the photo. It's like their outfits are just so awesome. So you got to check out the album cover. And then after that, we'll see if we can fit in another one. We'll squeeze it in.
This one goes out to Sharon, wherever you might be.
Thank you, Sharon, for your contribution to my life. Thank you.
After long enough of being alone, everyone must face their share of loneliness. In my own time, nobody knew the pain I was going through, and waiting was all my heart could do. Hope was all I see how much you mean.
best is about to be, and so much is left for us to see. And when I hold you, baby, baby, it feels like maybe things will be alright. Baby, baby, your love's made me free as a song, singing for.
Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. This is like my last 90 seconds of radio time for today, but I really appreciate it. I love coming into the studio. This is like my favorite part of every week, so thanks for tuning in. This is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo, go Bean Tunes, yeah, woo.
Any last words?
Goodbye, summer. No. Goodbye, summer. I anticipate autumn with open arms.
Yes. Radical acceptance
here. Let's do this.
Yes. We're going to close out the hour with one that is purely instrumental because we are running out of time, but I am so excited to be back next week to play all the songs that I didn't get to play today. Thank you for your patience. It's always a learning curve coming back to the studio, but I'm so excited to be here. Tune in next week for some more beans and tunes. Peace.